Well, good morning, everyone, and happy Thursday. Here's where things settle on Wednesday. August feeder cattle, 372.92, up 477. September feeder, 370.62, up 365. June fats up 85 cents at 256, and the August fats up 52 cents at 246.52. That real-time feeder cattle index up $8.79, folks, yes, at 381.74. The complex traded notably higher across the board Wednesday, with August feeder cattle punching highs of more than $7 higher on the session before settling up nearly $5. Strength in the feeder cattle cash market, along with improvement in the box feed price, is pushing the market sentiment right now. Fed cattle cash trade's been somewhat reluctant to follow along here, but we're already seeing that trade at the top end of last week's range, and it's only midweek. Even a $2 to $3 improvement by week's end would be enough to keep pushing this market higher. June live cattle probably has least potential to nearby contracts, but it still remains about $4 behind the current cash trade and last week's weighted average. The feeder cattle index, wow, came in at 375.83, up $2.83, with a daily average price of 378.45 on 1,950 head. That daily average was $16.39 above the previous week. Beaver, Oklahoma was 381, up $20. I don't have much to say other than, wow, the lineup for Wednesday was great. The index should be higher again here on Thursday when they print it. And just to put a fine point on it, Bassett being Bassett up here in Nebraska, 729-pound cattle going into the index at 454. That might be the highest index input I've ever seen yet. Late Wednesday morning, at least one major packer was bidding 408 dressed and 260 live in Nebraska. Cattle feeders responded reportedly by passing those bids, which is was a little surprising at first here. USDA did not report any trade in Texas, Kansas, or Iowa. Nebraska came in at 48 head at 260 live and 104 head at 408 dressed. National negotiated purchase report through Wednesday afternoon showed 2,772 head of negotiated cash, 3,095 head of negotiated grid-based cattle for the week. I doubt the cattle feeders refused 260 bids again here on Thursday if they're still on the table. That's the number to watch here this morning. Wednesday slaughter estimate, 108,000 head compared to 109,000 head same day last week. Week to date at 324,000 head versus 317,000 head last week. 7,000 head above last week's base. The full week is tracking towards 533,000 head, right at the top of industry estimates, 575 to 535,000. Next week's kill is expected to be around 440,000 head due to the 4th of July holiday. The cutout couldn't hold Wednesday's early gains. Midday choice up 63 cents at $400.94. Select down about 23.79.86. By the close, choice dropped $1.37 to $398.94, and select was down 292 at 378.14. Box volume is 83 loads, down from 115 loads last Wednesday. And even so, compared to last Wednesday, choice is 444 higher, select is 88 cents higher, so week over week, the picture remains constructive here. Pattern we keep seeing is erratic price movements, both higher and lower, that don't produce a trend. With next week's slaughter expected on 440,000 head, there's still hope that reduced supplies help boxes clean up and prevent the slide back towards 360. That's some are watching here for after the 4th. That's the scenario the industry is counting on. Watch this $400 mark. In the August live cattle, Wednesday session was a dud. The market carved out value between 247.30 on down to 246.30 and settled right around the middle of that range. It feels like this market is content to sit back and watch June explode into expiration while August acts like everyone went on summer vacation. Not a lot of conviction in either direction. On the feeder side, it's a completely different story. Feeders were spurred higher Wednesday by a stout cash market. The end of the day was a big gain. As long as cash remains strong, this market can continue to grind higher, but it is risky chasing it from here. Watch that 373 as a key pivot level heading into Thursday's session. I want to return kind of to this beef on dairy story because a report out of CoBank published had some important numbers to what I've been talking about for the last couple of weeks. The dairy heifer inventory is expected to shrink before the rebound in 2027. The dairy herd has reached its largest size here in 30 years here in the U.S., but replacement heifers entering the herd have fallen to the lowest level since 1978. Why strong financial incentives here are pushing dairy farmers to produce more calves for the beef supply instead of milk production here. Dairy replacement heifers prices are well over $3,000 a head. As a result, the filing shows 438,000 fewer replacement heifers entering the dairy herd. 5 years ago, calf and cull cow sales accounted for about 5% of the dairy's revenue, with milk at 95%. Today, beef cross calves are about 12 to 15% of that revenue, and some dairies are approaching 20%. That shift is reshaping both the dairy herd and the beef cattle herd at the same time. On the semen side, I've mentioned before here, purchases are consolidated in two primary categories, gender-sorted dairy semen for producer and replacement heifers, beef semen for beef on dairy calves. The number behind that shift, there are significant, and I've covered them in the detail over the last few weeks here with customers here. Bottom line for today, the quarterly heifer on feed numbers that the industry uses to estimate the herd rebuilding, assume those heifers are all pure beef heifers. They're not. A growing percentage of beef on dairy cross heifers that will never contribute to rebuilding the beef cow herd. USDA likely knows this, but the data isn't separated out. They never will separate that data out, and it's just one of those things we have to deal with. So when people say, what about beef on dairy? Folks, it all goes into the same hamburger bin at the end of the day. When the picture becomes clear, the industry may find the beef cow herd is already larger than anyone is tracking, so keep that in mind. some notable feeder cattle options here sold yesterday. There was quite a few of those August 365, 355 put spreads sold. And there was also some quite a few of the August 375 calls bought as well, too. So I think someone was kind of trying to cover their tail there the way the open interest looks this morning. Bottom line, heading into Thursday, watch cash bids come back at 260. Feeders are expected to trade today if those bids resurface. August FATS held the 10-day moving average Wednesday, and support comes in at 246 today. Cutout is still erratic, but positive week over week. The feeder cattle cash is on fire, and the beef on dairy story keeps getting more consequential the deeper you dig. Folks, that's your cattle market update for Thursday, June 25th. I'm Kyle Bumstead on KDHN. If you'd like to talk strategy in the cattle market, discuss cash trade, or just talk markets in general, give me a call at 308-708-7340, or you can find us here in Hutchinson, Kansas at the Charlotte Junior Nationals this week.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.